me tell you something, brother. If you're bored sitting around and need something to listen to, try a podcast. And brother, best one around, Casually Lit Podcast. Put it in your ears. Now. Eat your vitamins, say your prayers. Woo! That's the wrong guy. Bye.
Oh, Blocky.
It's always a good day when he stops by. Whew. All right, so I got nothing for today, if you guys just want to...
Perfect.
Do nothing.
All Mandalorian spoilers.
Okay. Have you watched it yet, Chris?
Not yet.
God damn it, Rhodey.
Has his third episode come out yet?
Friday.
Friday, yeah.
So you watched first two?
Yeah. Pretty good.
You're on that Disney Plus?
Yeah, I had to look up when the timeline was because I was confused there for a second.
They say it's been 5 years since Empire. He says 5 years since the fall of the Empire or some shit. So,
which makes me worry because then does that mean something doesn't live? Because you never see that thing, I feel like, in the other movies. Or does it show up in the last movie?
That'll be really bad if it does, but we'll see. Maybe it's just there because... So I'm going to speak on rumors. These are all rumors, folks. Supposedly, there's going to be a Jedi show up in the show pretty soon.
Ooh.
So.
Jar Jar.
Jar Jar. I thought that was a Sith. I thought he was a Dark Lord.
Yeah, apparently he was a Sith.
Yeah, I definitely thought he was the bad dude. So we'll see. I'm excited about it, though. I like the show a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, it's really good.
Sucks you haven't seen it yet, Chris. Where's your Disney Plus at, bro?
It's at Jay's house.
Did Jay get Disney Plus?
No, he got it from one of his friends.
Of course he did.
He got it from Chris. Chris Sapp.
Oh, nice.
Way to put him on blast. Now Disney knows and they will cut off that account.
Yep. He doesn't pay for any TV, does he?
He actually just got Netflix.
What? Yeah. The thing that's about to die?
Yep. Netflix is on its deathbed. It's really not, but that's hilarious. Yeah, I pay for too much. We actually just canceled our cable finally. Bye, cable.
Nice.
Hello, website for watching sports, which I'm not giving out. And hello, Disney Plus. I spent way too long on Disney. We had a Sunday was a stay at home and do nothing day, and we just watched all kinds of Disney movies.
Nice. From the 90s?
Yeah, The Lion King 2 is fucking horrible.
Yeah,
it's like bad.
Worst thing I've ever seen. I would not watch that again if somebody begged me.
Yeah, pretty much any of those direct-to-TV Disney sequels are terrible.
I don't understand it either. The Lion King was the biggest animated movie ever, and you follow it up with the same voices with direct-to-video. Like, how did that happen?
Oh, it was hastily done, I'm sure.
Back then, they didn't believe in sequels. They're like, nope, direct-to-video. No one will go see the sequel.
Yeah.
And now that's all we watch.
Right.
But according to Elizabeth Banks, Charlie's Angels flopped because it's not a superhero movie or some shit. Men don't like women movies or something.
Yeah, I thought she was man-bashing.
She was. Men don't like female-led superhero movies. And then people were like, Captain Marvel did well. And she was like, that's because it's part of a larger male-driven anthology.
What about Wonder Woman?
It's part of a larger male-driven anthology. She thought, without Batman and Superman, no one would have gone to see that.
Right.
So, that's a lie.
Fair enough.
And then I started thinking about it. I mean...
How much money did Red Sparrow make?
Not much at all.
No?
It was a terrible ass movie.
It was terrible.
Yeah, was that with Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah, it's not a good movie.
That was a weird movie.
Yeah. Better than Salt.
She started doing a bunch of weird movies. That and that Mother movie that blew my mind away. I was like, what the...
Was that any good?
No, it's weird.
Is that a horror movie or is that a...
Suspense.
Yeah.
But no, I'm trying to think. Ocean's 9 did okay. That was all women. There's lots of...
Ghostbusters. That did really well.
God. We're not doing good right now. Trying to think of one woman-led movie that was awesome.
What was the Bridesmaids?
Oh, yeah. Bridesmaids.
That was good. Fantastic.
That was a great movie. I love that movie. And also the... Shit. Glenn Close and Anne Hathaway.
Devil Wears Prada?
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Yeah.
I could rewatch that every day. I can watch anything with Kate Hudson, too, for the record.
Oh, Skeleton Key?
Yep. That's a weird-ass ending, though. It makes me sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
Which one's Kate Hudson?
God damn it, Chris.
You have the internet in front of you.
I was trying to think of it.
Plus, I want you to show a picture of her so there's, I can stay here and go.
There's the real reason.
You sure are pretty.
That's the noise I make when I see pretty girls. I do love her. She's my celebrity crush. When you're 36, are you allowed to have a celebrity crush?
As long as she's over the age of 25.
At 36, it's no longer a celebrity crush. It's an unhealthy obsession. Right. It's like, I need to go see a therapist because I think she's pretty.
Well, it's because you've also tapped into her security cameras at her home.
No. Sure. She made it the same password as a Disney Plus. That was easy. Did you see all the hacking of the Disney Plus? It's not because of Disney Plus. It's because you use the same password and email as you did your other account that got hacked.
Right.
Which makes sense. Change your passwords, folks. Please do not use the same password for dating.com, which is not secure, as you do for your banking.
Right.
That's not a good idea.
That is never a good idea.
God bless. That is not a good idea. Disney Plus. Yeah, no, I watched Frozen for the first time.
Oh, you liked it?
It was all right. It was a lot better than the negative connotations that were in my head. Like, that's stupid. And then I watched it, I was like, yeah, it wasn't that bad.
So now you're going to take Connor to see Frozen 2?
No. I'm going to go see it by myself so I can be like, let it go.
I was going to say, did you sing along, Jason?
No. I am worried, though, like, where do you take this story? She's not going to... I'm banished again.
Well, you were only in one part of the world. Now it opens up completely.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's Skyrim.
So it's like, what's a... Well, you could have frozen, and then you could have burned.
Yeah.
And then you could have grounded, you know, earth, grounded.
Yeah.
And drowned, I guess, for water?
Yeah, I mean, frozen's kind of water, right?
Well, earth, fire, wind, water. We need all these. So we could have all these different kingdoms with the same exact...
Blown away.
Same exact story, but instead of getting ice power, she has fire powers. Oh my god! And she runs out and starts a fire kingdom.
Oh, she's Mega Man.
Yep. We're the Human Torch. Chris Evans is the Human Torch.
Ah!
But, yeah, we're watching that. I've watched it. Lion King 2. Watch a bunch of movies on there, but...
So 101 Dalmatians on there?
Yeah. Yeah, dude, if it's Disney, it's on there for the most
part. All 20 of them.
And I found out, like, a bunch of the stuff's in 4K, including all the Star Wars movies. Gotta get a 4K TV, Rhodey. Woo! Toy Story. Holy shit. I was like, damn! Like, you could see the... Like, they looked more like toys. You could see, like, the dimples and stuff, and it was amazing looking. Toy Story was awesome. Of course, I liked the first two. Yeah, I don't like the third one or the fourth one.
You don't like the fourth one? Just because of the ending?
That's tragic, man. There's no deaths, okay? So I'm not going to... But that is tragic. So is Wreck-It Ralph 2, by the way.
Right.
Tragic.
You just got to let it go.
That's actually on Netflix now, but I'm going to watch that.
Wreck-It Ralph 2?
Yeah.
No, you don't cry. You will probably cry.
Does he break the internet and her heart?
Yep. No. He does break the internet, so there's no more porn. That's why I cried. Actually, Frozen makes a cameo in that. Anna, I think, or Elsa. You know what's so funny, though?
This All the Disney princesses.
Completely true story. I thought Anna and Elsa were the same person.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I always did. I thought Anna, I thought something happened to her, and she became Elsa the Frozen Witch something.
It was like a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde type thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
We started watching it, and I was like, they're not the same person? She was like, no. I was like, okay.
That's like an M. Night Shyamalan twist. Yeah.
Oh, it was so funny. Couldn't believe it. It's like, well, that's 10 years of bullshit in my head. Oh, God. Yeah, I'd always thought Anna turned evil and became Elsa. That's what I honestly thought it was.
Yeah.
She had ice powers, and I didn't know that the snowman was not real.
Olaf?
Yeah. He was pretty funny, Josh Gad. He should be in more things.
He's ugly, so he won't be.
That's true. But Jonah Hill was ugly, and he got lots of jobs.
Didn't he lose a bunch of weight?
Jonah Hill?
Yeah.
Then he gained it back. Then he lost it again. Trying to Christian Bale that. Which Matt Damon and Christian Bale came out and said, that's not healthy for you. Go figure.
Who would have guessed?
And they said they're not going to do it anymore. And while they're doing that, Thor's over there CGI fat, like,
that was CGI?
Yeah, most of it was. It was a good, good movie.
What's that role Christian Bale lost all that weight for?
The Machinist.
Machinist.
Did it again for something recent. Oh, the Ferrari thing, so he could fit in the car. He couldn't fit in the car at normal weight, so he had to lose a bunch of weight.
The Jesus. Ford versus Ferrari?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
He couldn't fit in the car?
Yeah.
That's a small-ass car.
I was like, well, me and Rhodey's never getting in there. I would fucking have a panic attack.
Why wouldn't they just manufacture a car that he could fit in?
It's got to be real.
Yeah.
Come on, Rhodey, that's not real. Got to get an Oscar.
Okay, we don't want to manufacture this. So if you could just be completely unhealthy and then drop about 40 pounds in 2 weeks, that'd be great. Thank you.
That was in the same thing that I read. Matt Damon talked about a time where he went on a diet that was made for bodybuilders when they were about to do a show.
Mm-hmm.
They do a week diet thing, like for a week.
Right.
He did it for 6 weeks, and then the doctor said he almost died. I'm like, no. So... He's like, I lost like 40 pounds in less than a month. God damn.
Damn.
Yeah, that's not healthy.
Oh, my God. So I was like, I need to do that for a week and I'll lose everything. But they're not going to do it anymore, which I don't understand why they are anyways. The CG's so good, you can barely tell.
That's true.
Even on the show we were all watching, The Mandalorian. The Mandarin. It is Mandalorian.
Yeah.
What's the Mandarin? Oh, that's the bad guy from Iron Man 3.
The right. Best Iron Man.
Yes.
The best Iron Man.
Take that, Scott. The CG, you can barely tell on that show. Some of it looks good. Nick Nolte's an awesome little dude, too.
Oh, that's Nick Nolte?
Yeah, you could.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw his name, and I was like, I have spoken.
I have spoken. I can almost do Nick Nolte.
It's pretty close.
Yeah, he's very...
Not bad.
Stop drinking and smoking. Too late. You're dying. Yeah. I spotted him pretty quick. I was like, hey, that's Nick Nolte.
And the dad from Walking Tall was the bartender. Brian Posehn was the guy that got eaten by that giant walrus.
I believe the blue guy that he caught at the beginning was Horatio Sanz.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. He does look like Horatio Sanz with gills.
From, what was that?
SNL.
No.
Mad TV.
There you go. Thanks, Chris.
Mm.
Remember when Mad TV existed?
And it was better than SNL?
Yeah.
Look up Horatio Sanz. I think you're thinking.
Oh, shit. He's challenged. We got a challenge, folks. We have our first challenge of the night. We need a challenge music. Dun 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 dun. Was Horatio Sanz? Wait,
that's not even
close. Way to slant your search bar. Horatio Sanz, Mad TV.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that will give you the answer faster. There he is.
Well, he was on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, fucking was
he,
suck it.
Was
Chris.
He not on Mad TV as well?
Nope.
I thought he was.
That was Will Sasso.
That's pretty damn close.
And he's also not Hispanic.
Well,
he's on there since 1975.
On Saturday Night Live? Yeah. No, that's the whole run of Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say that's...
No.
How is he not dead yet?
Imagine being on that show that you've worked with every famous comedian ever.
Yeah, Tim Meadows.
Touche. Worked with Chris Farley, Will Ferrell, all of them. But no one will put him in their movies. But yeah, no, the big blue dude was Horatio Sanz. Was no spoilers.
Gina Carino's in that?
Sure.
She That's might a made-up name.
She might not be in it yet.
The UFC fighter?
Oh, yeah, she's gorgeous.
She is.
I have a crush on her. I'm sorry, I have an unhealthy obsession with her.
Is that your celebrity crush, Jason?
No, Kate Hudson. I got to rank them. Jesus Christ.
What about put them together?
Okay, yeah, threesome. I'm in down for that. Whatever. I got time. Hold on. Let me see my schedule. Yeah, we can do that. Whatever. No big deal. I mean, I'm me. No big deal. Let's do what we set out to do. What is this?
Which one do you want to try next?
I'm going to do this blueberry one, dude. I've been excited about it for months.
I know. We've been putting it off. Just let it age just for you.
I still need Dirk to give me back my pumpkin latte. I wonder if he enjoyed it. Dirk, if you enjoyed it, let us know. Good. Here we go. What are we doing? Is this a blueberry wheat, you said?
It is. It's not bad.
Okay, I'm going to read the label. Listeners, I'm now reading the label.
This is one that Caitlin brought back, right?
Yep. It's from...
I hate it.
Ellicottville Brewing Company. That's a fucking stupid name.
Wait, what is it?
Ellicottville?
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
Ellicottville. What's the secret to our name? We have double every letter in there. Good for you.
Is that really the tagline?
No.
Okay. I was about to say, okay. We'll just lean into it.
But this beer doesn't have a name. It's just blueberry wheat ale. It says blueberry as big as can be. It's like, I guess you can't have a patent on the name blueberry.
Yeah, probably not.
Brewed, bottled in Ellicottville, New York, and Little Valley, New York. So this is 100% where they got the name from. Just the town.
Although it does say malt beverage on it.
Oh, sheesh. Does it taste like a malt beverage? How can it be wheat malt beverage?
It's a good question. I mean, I guess technically there's malt in it, so it's a malt beverage.
So blueberry in your nose?
Yeah.
Holy Jesus.
I'd like to make pancakes out of you.
Yeah, it's blueberry wheat ale.
Yeah, it's not bad. No. It's all right.
Yep.
I mean, as far as blueberry wheat ales are.
I feel bad. So that, and I'll let Michael and our good buddy David and Dirk and you correct me, but I'm 90% sure. So I've had a bunch of peach beers that taste like the peach oatmeal. This tastes like the blueberry oatmeal you get from Quaker.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I think it tastes that way is because all that's artificial flavored.
Mm.
All of it is.
Yeah.
So I think that's why this tastes just like opening a package of that blueberry oatmeal.
Yeah.
It even smells like it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, that's what it makes me think, is that they're using concentrate or whatever that stuff is. That's why. Because it's no good.
Just powdered blueberry flavor.
Yeah. And that's... The other day, I can't remember what I read it was. The fruit in those oatmeals isn't the fruit that you're buying. It's like dried something that they flavor. It's
like, oh, nice.
Really? Like freeze-dried?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's like, God, what is wrong with you? What's wrong with you people? You can't just put peaches in this oatmeal?
It's just freeze-dried tofu that they put peach flavoring in, inject it.
And then they put 47 milligrams of sodium.
Agent Yellow.
You know what this needs? More sodium.
That's how you make sodium. It good. That's how you make it palatable.
Ugh.
Like the Impossible Burger. That's the only way anyone eats that, is because it has more sodium than a regular burger.
Ugh.
But it's healthier.
Right.
Is it healthier?
Have you tried that, Jason?
What is it?
The Impossible Burger at Burger King?
I have not. And I've been wanting to, but I don't like paying $6 for a fast food burger.
Right.
That's true.
Here you go. So this is strawberries and cream. Whole grain rolled oats, sugar, creaming agent, which this creaming agent's made of maltodextrin, sunflower and palm oils, whey sodium caseinate. Flavored and colored fruit pieces, which are dehydrated apples, treated with sodium sulfate to promote color retention. Artificial strawberry flavor, citric acid, salt, guar gum, and artificial stuff. Oof.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's...
Gotta love that guar gum.
Ugh. Death. If we all die, it's
at least it's not that xanthan gum. That's what you really got to be worried about.
God damn it. Just when you read ingredients lists like that and then you realize you put it in your body, it's like, what even is this? Oh, it's the same stuff that's in rat poison. We just took the rat out of it.
That's fine.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Well, it's like Subway making their bread out of yoga mats.
What?
You didn't hear about that? So there's like some chemical that is in the bread that is also found in yoga mats. So everyone makes a big deal that You never heard of this?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not that big a fan of Subway to begin with, but, you know.
Well, it's because you don't like eating yoga mats.
Well, if
toasted yoga mats.
Depends on who's on it. Who did yoga on it.
Ugh,
that might change it.
All sweaty.
Chris, here, I'm going to hand you this real quick. Here you go, sir. This is a little game that we might play here in a second. It actually came in a Chick-fil-A Happy Meal. Really? I'm going to explain it to you in a second.
Is that all about getting baptized?
By Jesus himself.
Nice. It's just time and place.
Yeah, I don't hate this blueberry, though. I would buy it again.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not bad. Well, you can't, but yeah.
Nonsense. I just need a trading partner.
Right. That's true.
I will trade you this badass funky picnic can for this. And I would be ripped off. Have a 4-pack of New Main. They'd get ecstatic.
That'd be delicious.
That's what we need to do. We need to go hustle David's beer.
Just tell him what we got for it.
Underground his beer. Like he has no idea that we're buying his beer for cheap and getting Treehouse out of it. It's like, oh, David, we love your beer. Give us more of that. We love it so much. And then we're really trading it for Treehouse and stuff. Which that's not really an insult. That's like a, what is that, Treehouse? it is Treehouse. Dun, dun, dun. That's that 14% stout, isn't it? I'm glad I didn't get mine out.
Me too.
So we'll do mine next time. Don't bring anything heavy next time.
Okay. No promises.
Well, wait.
It's roadie.
Sorry, next Wednesday is the day before Thanksgiving.
Right. I will be here.
You won't?
I will.
Oh, okay.
I think.
All right.
Maybe not.
Well, yeah, Thanksgiving is right around the corner.
We'll figure it out, or else we will put out an old episode. We haven't done that in a while.
You put out that
let's put out
that intro with Jay at the fire. What are you talking like?
Talking about the 50 Shades of Jay?
No, he's talking about the Indian intro we did.
Oh.
Lays with crazy beard man. Boy, that's a sensitive subject. Better delete that.
Forgot about that.
Tyree Radio.
Did you see South Park took on the transgender issue in sports?
God, that was funny. I'm sorry for those.
Do you hear the sound of the ice cracking? Is it bad that I'm even on this tiny little podcast it's not really tiny. We have millions of listeners. But even the audience that we have, that I'm starting to get worried about things that we might say are... because that South Park, I may or may not agree with it, but I can't, you know.
Art don't care.
She looked like Macho Man Randy Savage.
It was.
It's crazy.
Arm wrestling that girl and her arm just breaks.
Yep. Oh, that's a beautiful sound.
That was clean.
We're going to use that in our next full feature film. All right, we're going to talk about one more movie while we get ready for this. Chris, I finally did it.
What'd you do?
I actually had my first experience of doing a crazy thing. So Vudu, sometimes with movies, you can do a digital and disc. Because you know how the digital comes out 2 weeks before the freaking disc now? It's the stupidest thing in the world. I want you to buy it digital. And then 2 weeks later, buy the disc too. No. But so Vudu, sometimes you'll get lucky. You'll go on there and it was $39 or it was $29 to get the 4K version and then have the 4K version Blu-ray mailed to you.
Nice. So
I was like, let's do it. It was It Chapter 2.
Nice.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, because you haven't seen it yet, have you?
No.
Ooh. Movie night.
That's gonna be good, awesome, man.
It was so. We watched it. I watched it last night.
Oh, nice. Hell yeah.
Fucking awesome.
That was badass.
Yep.
Just because Bill Hader was in it.
And James McAvoy, dude. Them two, they have chemistry together, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to watch it, dude. It was intense. It was good. Wasn't as scary as the first one, though.
Yeah.
No, not nearly. Not,
yeah. Nope. So I don't think Lisa will be as afraid of it.
Except to that part at the very, very end with Bill Hader. That scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know what part I'm talking about, Jason, but...
I may or may not. I know that. Well, I might get more of that before Chris starts licking on it.
I'm not sick anymore.
Oh, thank God.
I think you're just perpetually sick.
And I never put my lips to the cans. I always get it above it.
Yeah, that's what she says. And then she still has herpes on her face.
Yeah, herpes is very treatable.
It's just only take, Simplex.
Take Valtrex a couple times, you're okay, right? Is it Valtrex or Valtex or whatever? But no, It Chapter 2 was amazing. It closed out the little story greatly. Cast was amazing.
What is this?
Sombre.
So excited about it. Kind of sad that it's over. It was one of those most anticipated things that I had. But yeah, I own it. And then I'll get the Blu-ray. So even if you can't do a movie night over here, you can borrow it.
Nice.
Bari.
I think Chris likes this beer.
Bari it.
It's a heavy hitter.
It's only 13%.
Bari. All right, Chris. So in your hand, this is going to be hilarious. I gave Chris this little game that came with Connor's. This came with Connor's Happy Meal. Table topics for your family.
Oh, okay.
Because families don't talk anymore. That's right. Exactly what this shit is. Here are two fun ways to enjoy conversation starters. Youngest person draws a card and asks each person to answer the question. It's basically what it is.
Okay.
Chris is the youngest person. I've looked only at the first one. If you want to skip that one, you can. If not, I did look at it.
Oh, I mixed them all up.
Oh, okay. Then I have not seen what he's got.
I was about to say, is there an order?
These are conversation starters.
Please, the first one be, have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
Twice.
Your chicken Lord and Savior.
Twice.
All right, what's the most beautiful place you've ever seen?
That was the first one.
That was?
Yeah.
I literally mixed them up.
That's awesome.
Good job, Chris.
So mine is Best Buy on a Tuesday when a CD came out that I really wanted.
On a Tuesday.
That's a bad joke. Y'all didn't even laugh. That was a bad joke. Most beautiful place I've ever seen. Can it be when Connor was born?
Nope.
Okay, no.
It's not really a place.
The first time, no. A beautiful place. You're right, Chris.
I would say when I went to New York and I went onto the Empire State Building of New York?
That's pretty cool, yeah.
We did that at night. That was awesome.
That's pretty awesome.
There's a long-ass line. It took like 2.5 hours to get up there, but...
Good Lord. Yeah. To go up to the building?
Yeah. Worth it.
To go up to the very top.
Fuck that, yeah.
It was awesome, too.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say that I'm going to go with the Grand Canyon was pretty badass. I can still remember it. And that was a long time ago.
Did you throw a rock off it?
No. Mom and Dad were strict. They were scared we're going to fall in and die. It's the most beautiful thing you've seen, Rody.
Pretty baller way to die, though.
It depends. So... Maybe on top of Pudgy Mountain, overlooking the Arkansas River.
Ooh, Pudgy Mountain.
Pudgy Mountain.
In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, you always wear your socks.
What's that from?
Come on, it's on the Old Brother Where Art Thou soundtrack.
Oh, I never seen that movie.
That's pretty good. What's the next question, Chris?
Next question. If you could visit any storybook character, which would you choose?
Oh, my God.
Storybook? Like, I mean...
I want to visit the little critter kid because he seems like a cool kid. I've read those books a million times.
Oh, the little fuzzy dude?
Yeah. I was so mad. And just me and my dad and all that stuff. Yeah, I would love that. I want to visit that dude. Storybook. Or the Berenstain Bears and be like, what the fuck's wrong with this family?
Just, y'all are hiding something.
Just going there and cause chaos.
So are we going like children's books or like just
doesn't matter,
all books in general?
Oh yeah. I guess when I hear the word storybook and
that's what I thought too.
This came in a kid's meal.
Yeah,
that's where I went.
Hmm.
We'll go to Mary, had a little lamb. Be like, why the fuck do you have this little lamb? Explain this to me.
What are you thinking?
I'm so confused.
And why does this song never end?
God, what about you, Rody or Chris? I'm too serious about the little critter thing. I want to hang out with that kid. He's cool.
I'm trying to think all the books I read when I was little.
Boxcar Children. Goosebumps, right?
Were those Goosebumps.
Were those storybooks?
Those were, but I don't remember any of those characters.
Just the fucking dummy, dude. That I was terrified of that dummy.
What was his name?
Spummy, spammy, Slappy. Slappy. Thank you. Yeah, Slappy. Yeah. It is Slappy. Mom read The Werewolf of Fever Swamp to me and my two brothers.
Does Mr. Meeseeks count as a storybook? No.
Jesus.
And we're done. Where's the air horn? Beep, beep. Chris wins joke of the week.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right, next question, since you guys don't want to answer that.
Well, I couldn't think of anything.
Take that, Michael's dad.
All right, next up. Would you rather spend a night in an igloo, a treehouse, or a castle?
Castle. That's not even hard for me.
I'd go treehouse.
Castle.
Hell yeah. Why treehouse?
Have you seen like those like high-end, like badass treehouses?
That's true.
Like you're high off the air. And
I just don't want to climb a ladder to where I'm going to sleep.
That's true.
When I'm tired and drunk, I'm not climbing this fucking ladder.
Well, you might have to climb some stairs in a castle.
Stairs, that's all right. I'm cool with stairs.
Well, that's why I have servants, so they can haul me up them.
Carry me to where I will lay.
That's a pretty good question. Castle, yeah.
That's pretty much what it'd be.
I'm going to ask my son. I'm gonna.
Who picks igloo, though?
I'm going
to. Who wants to be cold the entire night?
That's the whole point of igloo, you're not cold.
I don't know.
Yeah, cool place to sleep.
I know they say that you won't be cold, but the walls are made of ice. I don't know if I buy this bull crap.
Well, supposedly it's supposed to be 60 degrees in there.
Because your body heat?
No, because something about the ice melts in on itself and it creates an insulation layer, and with the fire in there, it creates a temperature that's around 60 degrees.
You're just going to die of carbon dioxide.
Yeah, boy. Carbon dioxide.
No big deal. Well, no big deal.
They have a hole in the top that's like a fireplace. And
nope, fuck. Nope, sorry, pass. Pass.
Pass.
I'll just melt your little igloo with a lighter. Gotcha. It's a good thing I carry this blowtorch.
Wait, we're certain that they're talking about an actual igloo and not like the cooler, right? They don't just stuff you in a cooler?
I hope so.
They just stuff you in a cooler.
Screw that, dude. Screw that.
All right, we'll see you in 24 hours. Good luck.
All right, Chris, let's do one more.
Let's get a good one then.
Oh, now he's cheating. We're going to do more next week, I hope. We'll just make this a crappy bit.
All right, heart of the cards, right here. If you had to live in a different country for the rest of your life, where would you choose? And that was the one I flipped back and started.
Dang it. A different country. Canada with Robin Sparkles.
Germany, all the beers.
That's good. No.
It's not bad.
I would probably, for real, probably be Italy. So I just hope I can get a job. It's going to be rough since I'm American. They hate us.
It's true. They hate us.
So I'm kind of worried about that. Canada, you get a job. Mexico, be a drug dealer. You're okay. Italy, I might have a hard life. But I can lay down on the gladiators where Spartacus fought. Just lay down for 5-10 minutes and I'll be happy. I can't wait to do that one day, for the record, folks.
Worth it.
Capua is where I'm going. The arena where he fought is still there. Well, the ground is.
Right.
I'm just going to go lay down on the ground.
Oh, the arena's still halfway there.
Yeah.
Some of it is.
Well, this isn't the Roman Colosseum. Spartacus never fought in the Roman Colosseum.
Oh, I was thinking Russell Crowe.
That's Maximus.
That's Maximus. Supposedly the sequel for that is coming. Yeah. Rhodey's face.
They're making another one? Sequel?
Are they doing a sequel to Braveheart next?
Let's not talk about this crappy stuff. That's so funny. Where did you say, Chris?
I think I'd probably go to Australia.
You can get killed by 37 different animals?
You're brave, sir.
I absolutely hate spiders, and I know that's like the spider makeup.
Spider, snake, shark.
No, sharks don't bother me at all.
Apex predators.
Kangaroos will kill you.
Yeah, but hot ass chicks with super awesome accents.
True. God. Like in Australia, it's normal to have at least one scorpion and a couple spiders in your house. That's a normal.
Yeah.
And those things are those camel things that are in Australia, those big spiders.
Oh, yeah. Those,
bird catching ones.
Rip your face off.
And they have the most deadly one, too, the orb weaver or whatever.
Yeah. Orb weaver.
In Australia, a black widow is like a house spider.
Right. They just swatted away.
Yeah. Over here, we're paranoid about a black widow. They're like, oh, come here, black widow. That's not my Australian accent.
The antidote has just been bred into their DNA.
Oh, God.
How would you say black widow in Australia?
Good day, mate.
Black widow.
Let's put another shrimp on the barbie.
That's so funny.
Dumb and dumber. I'm from Australia.
Put another shrimp on the barbie.
No, you got it wrong. My driver's a bit lost. Oh, God. Anyways.
So you're saying there is a chance?
Yeah. No. Yeah, you're brave. I don't think I'd visit Australia if I had free, everything was free. I'm terrified of that place. Thanks, news.
I'm going to go to the center of this country where there's nothing but desert.
Sydney, Australia. It's probably not very many bugs in Sydney, right?
Sure.
It's probably more hyped up. I'm hoping it's more hyped up than it actually really is.
Why don't you go to New Zealand? How about that?
That place gets a little cold.
But that'd be fun to go walk all the sets of the Lord of the Rings. Some of them are still built. That'd be fun.
That's true.
Go back to Mordor.
Ace of Spades?
No, the Ace of Spades.
Mordor.
More doors.
Modos.
Modos.
What else?
I go to Home Depot and ask for Modos.
I think Gondor's still there. And I think the area where they hid from the Nargle, that's probably Harry Potter.
The Nazgûls.
Well, they hid from the whatever. They hid up under the tree. And that spot's like marked. So you can go see it. It's like, shh. Here they were.
Where all the spiders and stuff going on Elijah Wood's shoulder.
Ooh.
Yeah. that was not fake. That really happened.
That was in Australia. We got to go to Australia so we can shoot spiders on you.
Yeah, in Australia, they just shoot spiders all over you.
Welcome to Australia. We want you to get acclimated to our culture.
Here's 1,300 spiders.
Oh! If you want to live here, you got to crawl in this tank.
Don't open your mouth. Put on your nose plugs. Don't pee in the open. Don't poop. You'll be fine.
Not swimming in my peeing tube.
Hope you don't snore.
I'm Googling this for you, Chris. I'm going to save your life. Oh, okay. Australia has a blue-ringed octopus that will kill you.
Right.
Those things actually look pretty cool.
Yeah. Meet Australia's deadliest animals. These will all kill you. Camel. Blue-ringed octopus. They're found living in coral reefs. Each year, several humans are bitten. And although the bites are usually painless, within five to ten minutes, the victim can start feeling you're going to have to read that.
Paralysis?
No. I can read that word. You're the medical expert, though. Parenthesis?
Yeah.
What is that?
Parentheses.
You can't read the word. What is that? You don't know what that is?
Yeah, it just means you can't breathe.
Oh, God.
Numbness, muscular weakness, and difficulty breathing and swallowing. Basically, it's a paralytic.
Yeah, with no pain. Oh, I don't feel anything, and all of a sudden,
I don't feel so bad. I'm drowning.
Okay, here we go. The next animal, the box jellyfish. Although Dory bounced on them in Finding Nemo, they will kill you.
I like the dramatic reading.
The venom isn't triggered by touch. Rather, it's triggered by the chemical outer layer of their prey. Ugh. I don't even know what that is. Cassowary? The heaviest bird in Australia, standing between 1.5 and 2 meters in height. Although they are frugivorous, fruit eaters. They will not attack for any reason. They are territorial birds. Most attacks on humans result in people being kicked, pushed, pecked. Oh, man.
I read a story about like a couple months ago that someone actually got killed by one of those.
God, this freaking funnel web spider, dude, is so... They have a saltwater crocodile there, so the ocean's not safe there either. Thing will eat you. Australia is commonly thought of as having shark-infested waters. This is true. Oh, my God. Throughout the last 100 years, there were a total of 300 provoked shark attacks. How were they all provoked?
You swam in their waters.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Snakes.
Bunch of drunk Aussies.
Stingray. God dang, man. Stonefish.
What you doing in my waters?
No. Okay. Featuring a highly glossy shell with a the textile cone snail is one of the most venomous species of snails in Australia. They would have a deadly snail in Australia.
Also pretty. I'm dying.
Yeah.
And they didn't even mention snake yet. So
no, it was there. Instead of like listing the snakes out, it said snakes and it said there's a lot.
Most in the world.
Ugh.
And don't forget the other number one killer, Hugh Jackman.
Oh, God.
He killed so many people in Logan.
This is funny. This list just says everything in Australia that's trying to kill you, and Russell Crowe is on there.
Well, he does like to fight people.
Also, Crocodile Dundee. Yeah, no, huge pass. That thing is in someone's house.
That's a lot of babies.
Yeah, that spider is bigger than my hand.
I kind of want to turn around, but I don't.
This says waves are trying to kill you too, dude. Waves, Russell Crowe, cone snails, rugby players.
This is where Chris wants to go.
Dirk's trying to kill you. Kangaroos, koala bears trying to kill you. Get out of here. Giant centipedes. And I'm not talking about human ones either. Six and a half inches long.
Yeah, that's
a centipede.
That's fine.
There's the black mamba, dude. Cassowaries. Yeah, those are the birds again. Box jellyfish. I'm terrified of that anyways. Stonefish. Anyways.
Don't worry, I'll pee on you.
Stay out of the ocean, folks, and you'll be safe. I've never been a big fan of the ocean.
Up next on Jason Destroys Your Dream Country.
Yeah. It's like, all right, this is kind of cool. Okay, can't see anything beneath me. I'm going back in.
With lots of animals. Why did a shark attack you?
That's where the megalodon is.
In the ocean.
The Meg.
I saw Jason Statham kill it.
Yeah, where's Jason Statham when you need him?
How dare you say that, Chris? That movie was amazing.
I really went into it thinking, like, this is going to be pretty... it's going to be not bad, but... Sharks just... Especially when that big-ass shark was in that... came right, like, out of the black. That scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
That whole movie. That twist was so stupid.
I don't want to be mean, but that's kind of on you.
It was Jaws.
That is your fault, Chris, for thinking that was going to be good.
That's true.
Oh, I took one look at that and I was like, this is going to be terrible.
It's in the same vein as disaster movies.
Yeah.
And then I knew that Caitlin's dad was going to be like, I love this movie.
This is almost as good as Zombiever.
Not that he likes terrible movies, but he likes really action-y, crazy. Like, he'll love it. Yeah, he'll love the... dang it. Hobbs
the new
and
Trolls
Shaw.
Movie?
Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh, right.
Who are we talking about?
Caitlin's dad.
Oh, nice.
All the older guys, my dad still loves Schwarzenegger movies, and he can't wait to see the new Rambo. I'm like, that looks terrible.
Or the new Terminator.
That bombed. That's weird. Why did this bomb? Because you have an 80-year-old actor in it.
Because it wasn't male-centric.
It's true.
I just want that clock to be 50 times louder than it is right now. Just pointing out facts, folks.
Shut up, Elizabeth Banks.
We need to have a segment that says facts, folks. That's facts, folks.
Go make Zach and Mirror make a porno, too. Or Power Rangers, too.
Power Rangers.
They're starting that over.
Yeah.
Because Hasbro bought it. That was a fucking horrible ass. I gotta stop cursing. That was a terrible ass movie.
So bad.
And it so bad. Ugh. The costumes were bad. The story was bad. The power coins that weren't
they're stones.
Why do people have such hard times adapting things?
One would almost say almost infinity stones.
Why? I was reading today. Kathleen, I can't remember her last name.
Turner.
No.
Hooch.
No. She said that they're having a hard time making new Star Wars movies because there's no comics to follow.
We have nothing to rip off. We can't make anything.
It's like, I just wanted to be like, what is wrong with you?
We need to nail down the Four Loko Chicken Challenge.
Oh, that's real now?
I think that should be real.
Oh, that's gross, Rhodey.
I know it's going to be gross, but it's going to make great video.
Ooh.
It could be awesome, though.
Take that, Popeyes. And then hashtag take this, Popeyes and Chick-fil-A.
That's fine.
Yeah, Four Loko chicken sandwich.
Great. Oh, we could even do like two different versions. We could do like a just a marinated version, and then we could put
glaze.
No. We could do in the breading, the Four Loko in the breading.
This is all right up Jay's alley. I'm sure he will enjoy this.
Oh, he would love the shit out of this. Nope.
That's so gross. Hi. Merry Christmas. We can do a Christmas special. Ooh, we could do our first holiday Christmas special
with Four Loko.
We're not even doing an audio. It's only video. We can wear Santa hats and everything. It'd be fun. I'll dress up as my favorite basketball player, the Golden State Warriors.
You're going to have crutches?
Yep. I was trying really fast to think of one of their G League names that's on the team, but couldn't come to me. Wasn't fast enough. Wasn't fast enough. No, yeah, I'm down. You down, Chris?
Hell yeah.
I knew that was coming. There's no one to save me. Get the vomit trash can ready. Ooh, grape chicken.
I mean, we can get chicken tender, so it'll just be small pieces for everybody. Yeah,
that's fine. Because the alcohol is going to evaporate out of there.
And then you're left with all the grape
flavor. Yeah. Ooh. We'll have to do multiple ones. We'll have to do like three different flavors.
Oh, yeah. Watermelon's got to be one. Black cherry's got to be one.
I haven't seen black cherry in a long time.
Son of a bitch.
We can tag Four Loko on Twitter and be like, hey, look what we're doing. They're going to be like, oh, God.
With that black cherry stain stuff, like it stains cups.
Good.
Perfect. Can't wait for it to be in my stomach.
It's got
to
be good for your insides.
Yeah.
I told you the gold can was all green, like looked like Spider-Man glowing green, looked like Ecto Slimer.
Oh, we can marinate Rattlesnake.
No.
Then you call it Gold Cobra.
I will need Gold Cobra. Fangs of the Gold Cobra.
If I can get my hands on some Rattlesnake, let's do it.
So did you finally see the first episode of Rick and Morty since I sent it to
you?
Yes,
I did. Nice.
You watched it, Chris?
Oh, yeah.
We can mention this.
When did this become a thing?
That was a good episode, wasn't it? The bumblebee and all the shrimp.
Hell Hitler?
Yeah.
What?
Hitler?
And then he's like, oh, you're not a fascist, and gets out, and it turns out he's a fascist. Oh, when they're eating the principal on the table, or the teacher on the table. No, not my babies.
Yes. Bonus.
God. But I loved Morty using Meeseeks. Shield me from the law. Yeah. I was like, yes, I'm Mr. Meeseeks.
And then at the very end, where he found out if he went down that road, he'd be alone forever.
I want to be a hospice nurse and go over my patients and say, I love you. Insert their name here. Over and over and over again.
Oh, what God. The?
He was so mad. Cover me in honey and spiders or whatever. He was like, okay, I'm not going to waste an opportunity like this. Oh, man. I just realized my grandpa's not nearly as cool as Rick. God, that's a good episode, though. The show's good. I'd love to get into deep discussions about these episodes, but I did not like the second one nearly as much, so hope y'all do. We'll just say Rick has his own private shitter, and that's what it's about.
Okay.
And I don't find poop as entertaining as some people do.
So Jay will love this episode.
When we were watching it, I go, well, Jay's going to love this. kind of pouted about it. I was like, wish I had thought it was funny as Jay did. I don't know why. I just don't. I don't think it's funny, but you'll have to watch it.
Like total humor?
No, well, it was a lot of that, but no, there's some dark. There's dark humor in it too, of course. So Rick and Morty will never leave you hanging. That's for sure.
That's true.
But no, I'm glad you.
Unless you're waiting for Evil Morty.
Yeah, that's probably never gonna. That'll be episode 79 out of the 80 that they were written up.
Yeah,
but he did say I watched an extra, and he did say it's 5 episodes. Break December and they come back, so we're not being screwed.
Right,
come back when?
And there should be January, February. Huh. It's gonna be like The Walking Dead now, which I finally fell off, folks.
It's completely,
gone.
Huh?
Yep, it's gone. Didn't come back, even though last year's season finale was pretty good. Did not come back.
She gone.
I was like, I have it. I think the DVR recorded them all. I was just like, yeah, I have no desire. Unplug the DVR and send it off.
Is Carl back now?
No.
He did.
Yeah, he shot himself in the head.
Yeah. Now he's a super zombie.
Yeah, I caught up on the last season. It was a couple months ago. But isn't Alpha... Is he the dude that was in...
Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
Opie.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, that's
he's pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, whenever they finish it and it all comes on Netflix, I might watch what I missed. But it's on season 10.
Right.
With no end in sight. And you've lost your main character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the point of a show is to get attached to characters. Like, I like how they kill people off randomly, like Game of Thrones. But the point of a show is to have at least a couple characters that you're like, oh, I like this. I want to see where he goes. He's dead. I no longer want to see where he goes. And then it's like, here's Daryl. I'm like, I'm good. Here's Carol. Nah,
bro.
I'm good.
What about your favorite one? With the bow staff.
Yeah, Morgan?
Yeah.
Well, he went to the other show. That's how crazy this crap is.
Yeah.
He left that show. He's on the...
Fear the Walking Dead?
Thank you. Yeah.
What's the other one?
It starts this year.
Oh, God.
I don't know the name
of it. Talking Dead?
Chris Hardwick or whatever that dude's name is. Hey, bro, we got a girl talking about the show tonight on the show. Hey, what'd you think of the episode? That shit's so stupid. If you watch a show talking about a show, well, I guess I listen to podcasts talking about a show.
How's that going, by the way? How's the office ladies?
It's fine. They're annoying. They're very annoying. And they say each other's names all the time, too. It's weird.
Right.
Rhodey! Do you know what I did last night? What? I made a sandwich. Oh my God, no way. It's similar to that. And then it's like, I liked listening to the interviews though. And I really liked the behind the scenes stuff. But other than that, it's terrible. And then I also think about how they're getting paid to do it. I'm like,
Must be nice.
Yep. They're like, oh, we're going to the office today. And it's basically a podcast studio.
Right.
And they're doing Honda commercials. While we're sitting here having to do commercials for Magnum condoms.
And purple mattress.
And I can't even wear the damn things. Yeah. So what is that, a self-inflicting joke? Purple mattress. Yeah, use our code. Don't buy it. That's our code.
Use our code. Don't buy it.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Hashtag go Casper.
Yep. Oh God, that'd be so fun. We start a new company. What, you pay us $5 a month? The nudes aren't even good anymore. We got to come up with a new Patreon idea. Pay us $5 a month, and we will send you Jason's homebrew of the month. With no alcohol in it. Maybe clear and in a plastic bottle. With no label.
It's water.
Spoiler. Let's say, is that some kind of... That's your juice? Is that your essence, Jason?
<That's> so funny. Jason's homebrew of the month. This tastes like water. It's not. I brewed it. Worked hard.
Just get some essential oils and throw it in water. Just call it Essence of Jason.
I'd buy it.
It's like the Sword and Scale guy. He is thrown so much against the wall. You're like, you're about to
pass
out.
What is it, Chris?
Sword and Scale?
Right.
There's a daily one now that it's just the news.
Daily?
It's the news, though, and he's not doing it. He has another host. but it's literally him 5 minutes of news. Because it was like Sword and Scale Daily. I was like, cool, I'll try this. And it was like, today, a killer. I was like, oh my God. Bye. Just like he's trying so hard. Like he has a rewind show, which is a discussion show about his show. And now he's got a daily show and he's got this. And his TV show fell through because he talks to young girls creepily.
Ooh.
Yep.
Very nice.
Yep. Lost his TV deal and he lost his sponsorship. One of them, of the millions that he has.
Nice. A little Weinstein action.
Yeah. Well, he's on the internet. Like somebody will say, oh, you're so great. And he's like, send me your boobs. It's like, oh my God, what is wrong with you? You human beings. Everything is recorded. What is wrong with these people?
People are dumb.
It'd be like us on here. Oh, I hate my job. I'm like,
I work at my address is.
Yeah. And I hate my job. I love my job. I can work at the best job ever. Take that, employers.
Dicks or boobs, show us your nudes.
Who was the one that said that?
I think it was Jay.
Thank God.
And then he got a bunch of dicks.
Are we sure? Yeah, it was him, wasn't it?
Yep.
Wasn't me?
No, it wasn't you.
I had one of the worst ones, though. They got replayed all the time by Rhodey.
I don't want to say it, but...
Was it bad?
It was that bad.
Hey, you lost a quiz.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Oh, dick in the butt.
I wasn't going to say it, but... Yeah.
I was walking with Blake and told him that that's what Liu Kang said. He did not believe me.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, we still got all this. I didn't know there was still... I didn't even get to try that.
That's why I was going to end you this.
Listeners, that's how I clean my palate. Damn it, that's way better than all the rest of this beer we've had. That is delicious.
Pretty good.
I got like 7 different flavors in there.
Yeah.
It's like a flavor tornado. You know what they should do? Take a bottle and put swirlies in the neck of it. So that way it tornadoes it down.
Almost like a vortex?
Boom. Take that, Miller Lite. No. That's really good. This beer, you can go ahead and talk about it. It's got a teddy bear on the...
Yeah, Dogfish Head. It's their American Beauty Series. It's a Hazy Ripple IPA. Whatever that means.
Hazy Ripple IPA. I like it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I would give that a... Yeah, it's got a bunch of different hops in it, though. Of course, we can't see what they are. Because most of these people don't think people care, which they don't, so... It's really good, though. Chris, did you find Gladiator 2?
A Gladiator 2?
Oh, I thought that's what you were searching for, sorry. No, that picture of the Mandalorian looks like Gladiator.
It does.
I just wanted to see if you didn't believe me, and you're like, what? And then you see it, and then you go, oh my God, he's serious.
Oh, he's serious.
Yep, told you.
Damn it.
Oh, Gladiator 2 takes place 2 decades after original.
Is his family in trouble again?
I don't know.
Oh, no, because they're dead. So, what now?
Is he going to walk through the wheat fields all...
With Inya playing.
I should have been there for them, but you weren't.
You were off trying to fight a war for nothing.
Now they're dead and it's your fault.
They were slaves and they got raped. And that's true.
Now they hang from that tree that you used to swing from when you were a kid.
And you get arrested and become a champion gladiator. And you take your mask off and say, I'm Aurelius Marcus. I will serve the one true king, Marcus Aurelius.
I don't even remember the ending. What was the ending?
He gets stabbed by the poison dagger and he also kills Joaquin Phoenix.
So they're both dead.
Yes.
Supposedly. Yeah, that the black dude has those soap stashed carvings of them. He buries them in the yeah. Coliseum. Yeah. He's like, I'll see you again, but not yet.
It's kind of like Spartacus. That's kind of how Spartacus ended, too. Spartacus' ending made me cry for 2 days. Don't shake your head. Ah, fuck. That was a bad day for me.
That was sad.
The original Spartacus?
No. I don't watch anything with Charlton Heston in it.
I mean the first Spartacus, not the second Spartacus.
That made me cry too, because he documented his death on a documentary. It's called Be Here Now. It's the worst thing you'll ever watch. It's him going through his cancer battle and all the way up to his death. And he had two babies. Hey.
Didn't him and his wife get that tattooed on them?
Yeah, Be Here Now, because they said, don't think about what's coming. Be here right now. Don't think about the future, because it's going to come fast, and I'll be dead.
I'll be dead, and you'll be alone. Get me married. Not really. Love me forever.
Yeah. Do not have a stepdad to my children.
Don't ever get remarried.
Someone else is going to teach my kid how to be a man. It's not me.
Now Ganicus is your father.
Ganicus. No, yeah, the ending of Spartacus, though. Whew. Yep. Because you knew they were all going to die, and they do. Slowly, one at a time. You get to watch six people die.
Yeah.
It's like
Crixus.
Yep. Great entertainment.
And then Ganicus gets crucified.
That was sad.
But it's okay. He gets to go see his friend Automaeus. We're all good. It's all good, man. Sad. I'm going to go cry. Anyways.
Speaking of a lighter note, I actually watched a series that... Oh, what's that guy's name?
Never heard of it.
You like him a lot, Jason. Paul Rudd.
Oh, you watched the Paul Rudd Living With Myself?
Yeah.
How was that?
Didn't really care for it.
Oh,
really?
No. Yeah.
Have you seen it yet, Jason?
No, I have not.
No. Well, I won't spoil it, but... I mean, it wasn't bad, but I just thought it was going to be a lot... Well, I can't really say anything without spoiling it, but...
It's not like Fight Club.
Not at all.
Well, nope. I was hoping it would be imaginary in the middle of the movie. The show would be like, put your trade tables up. That's so awesome. That is one of the greatest twists ever in a movie. Fasten your seatbelt, put your trade tables up. Whoa, what? I'm you? I told you not to ask questions. God dang it. That was... my mind was like, my head exploded, man. I was like, wait, they've been the same guy the whole time. I never saw it coming.
Speaking of that, I've been playing through The Witcher 3.
Yeah.
And you know how you can, like, there's basically a fight club in there. In, like, every major city where you have to fight all these people. And there's this one guy called the Tailor that you eventually end up fighting your way to.
Yeah.
And you get there, and his name is Taylor Durden.
Oh, that's awesome. What's bad is that makes me want to play the game so I can get to Taylor Durden. The Fight Club video game on Xbox was so funny. It was terrible, but I liked
it. They had a Fight Club video game?
Yep.
Why wouldn't they?
Google Secret Fighter and Fight Club game so you can announce it so I don't have to.
Sonic.
Yes. The remade Sonic looks much better. Does look better, doesn't it? I'm kind of excited about it.
It only cost them $35 million.
No. Did you see the news that said that was rumored?
Right.
Who was the secret fighter, Chris?
That was also put out by the producer, so.
Just type in Xbox, because it might be. Maybe Hidden Fighter.
God. Fred Durst?
There it is! There it is!
Really?
Yep, sir. You can watch the gameplay. Yes, sir.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was so excited on SmackDown 99, I think. Fred Durst was a character, and I could wrestle with him. You have no idea what that did to little old me. I was so pumped. I was like, yeah! He comes out to Roland, dude, and he's doing the Roland thing, and he walks down the arena, and you can beat people up. And I was like, now I know y'all be loving this stuff right here. Yeah, and also in Fight Club, I could be Fred Durst and beat up Tyler Durden and also Jared Leto.
Because
he's
best.
In there, too.
Because he's pretty.
I think Bob's in there, too. Bob with the B-tits. Yeah,
bitch tits. Bob. Bitch.
If you haven't seen Fight Club, watch it. You're missing out. But, yeah, this has been a non-beer-centric episode. I think we're done, though. I think that's it, folks.
Yeah, we done. We out.
We gone.
The music was lackluster, if you're wondering why we didn't talk about any music.
What do you mean? Lizzo has new stuff coming out all the time.
Who?
She got nominated a lot.
Well, didn't you say the teenage girl, Ellie Goulding? What'd you say her name?
Ellie Goulding.
She's going to play the Cowboys halftime show?
Ellie Goulding's playing the halftime show?
Yeah. Maybe.
Also, Post Malone Fest went down at...
Posty Fest?
Yeah.
Post-it Fest?
Post-it Notes. I wonder if Post-it Notes was a sponsor of that.
Please let that be a thing.
They missed out if they didn't. Their whole marketing department, everyone that works there, fired.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, y'all have a good time. We'll see you maybe next week. We'll post that shit on Facebook. Follow Facebook so you'll know if we're going to... You'll at least get an old episode.
On the happenings.
Yep, later.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. We're sorry we have to go.
Have to go.
Today is over and done.
It's done.
Next week is close, but not too close.
Not too close.
So think about next week. We'll be back next time, but not too soon.
Not too soon.
So we don't get too old.
Don't get too old.
The show is over and done.
It's
for
done
now. But when we come back, it will be good.
It will be good.